Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. Tonight, I want to celebrate Independence Day and thank all the military men and women of the United States around the world. And I also want to send a prayer to all the firefighters' families that lost their lives in Arizona. That, you know, it happened so quick, and all hindsight's 2020, but hindsight's a hindrance. I just want to give everybody a happy 4th of July and say a prayer for the people of the world, because it's time for us to open up a new paradigm of sovereign serenity and independent innovation, because it's our innovation that's going to move this world forward and really ingrain it. And this is a question I ask myself all the time. If we had to start the United States today, would the people of the United States have the courage to do it? And would we have the guts that our founding fathers and the people that come over on the boats and you know, in the tough conditions that they lived, even though they thought they was living in modern times, they was living in some pretty challenging things. But it's really about engaging in things and about doing things that we've never done. And that's what we're really opening up to now, is doing that and opening up to a sovereign, well, really it's a sovereign sassiness to move the world forward, because we have to get our nomadic independence and quit being locked into everything and paying attention and hoping to pray everything stays the same, because it's not. Especially today, life is going to do things in a bold new way, because it's our turn to expand out of everything we know. The corporate America and the college education system, have they kind of need a revamping and a recourse, or do they need to be have an innovation, an expanding of wisdom to see it's the people in wages that will really bring the country forth and really do this. And it's about raising the wages in the country, because the wages are the same. I mean, the wages are the bottom line of the economy. People are struggling. Gas prices have went up. Wages have not kept up with inflation. And inflation is very rampant right now and moving very forward very quickly. But it's really about us being sovereign in our innovation and a sovereign in our understanding. And moving our lives forward. It's about us moving our life forward, and nobody else moving it forward, because we understand what is going on with our lives and where we're going. And today, we lack the sassiness of our founding fathers and the people that lived in that era, and the courage that they had. People encompassed a lot and had things going on that they never had before. And as we move forward, it's time for us to see life going forward and doing everything we choose to do, because life is really opening up and expanding right in front of our eyes, because we are in a time of economic opportunity, because things are low, but it's entrepreneurialism. But we also still need to raise the wages, and we got to take care of the working people of the world, because they are still the bottom line. And no matter what we do, somebody has to physically do the labor. And it also takes a lot of talent to do the labor. And the unions have lost their way very much so, because they're afraid to expand. And that's where the country is right now. It's really in a spiral of fear of expansion. It thinks we got to stay where we're at, but we don't. We actually have the core charisma to move forward and do things that we've never done before. So within yourself, where is everything you desire to do and everything you desire to be? And how are you letting everything else kind of hold you back and shut you down in your innovative self and allow yourself to move forward in a bolder way? So what is it that you really choose to do, and where is your sovereign sapience to expand your life? And sapience is wisdom. Well, how are you afraid to unbraid the afraid within yourself? And that's what the founding fathers and the people that began this country, the people at Valley Forge, the Battle of the Bulge, Vietnam, they lived the total unknown because they never knew when chaos was going to strike. And today we have all the sophisticated war stuff, but we don't have a simple plan for peace. Because peace is very simple. Communicate and listen. But we live in this world where we think we have to do all this stuff, and actually all we got to do is really communicate with each other in a different way and be able to hear and understand and not know everything we think we know. It's about an understanding. It's understand to realize, but really, if you look at this country and you look at it today, it really has a forthright prowess to win the game of life. The country and the people have to open their eyes to see wealth instead of chaos in every facet of their life. And as we do this, we're going to open up a new paradigm and everything else in life. And we'll do this in a bolder, brighter way. And, you know, the call-in number also is 718-305-6548. And that's what I talk about in life, is the freedom and the sovereignty within ourselves. Are you open to free yourself to expand the sand within yourself, to open up a new wise and play your game of success? Because it's time for this country to show us, and you to show your divine. But do you feel you have the courage to stand with the founding fathers during the Revolutionary War? Because we're actually in an innovative resolve right now, and the world is looking for the United States to lead, but the people are too afraid. And am I afraid? Yes. Am I willing? Oh, yeah. I want to play this game more than any game in life, because this is the game we can win. Because we don't have to take a chance. We have to open up and see the opportunity. And that is where it is. You can't dance and chance when you have the hop the opera opportunity. And see, sometimes we really get locked and blocked and fearful of what other people are doing. And that's what my book, Fear is My Friend, it's available on my website, available at Freedom of Speech Publishing, and it's also available on my author's page at Amazon.com author/Robert A. Wilson. And you can get all my books. And my books are wrote with a visionary prowess to open you up and expand and increase the vibration within yourself. And every time we step back into poverty, because when we outsourced all the jobs, we outlowered the vibration of success, because we outsourced innovation, and when people started looking for jobs, they had to go work for less. And we, you know, it looks good on the corporate balance sheet, but it sucks in the corporate, in the real world. And we become too cheap and afraid to spend money and see people successful and wealthy. And even look at Microsoft. When it was wealthy and going, it was creating more millionaires than anything in history. Now it's just become another company, and it doesn't have that high-flying prowess it had. And that's what the country is looking for. There's new Microsofts, and you may be the Bill Gates of the world, but you also may be the Mother Teresa of the world, which is, has both has its has a innate effect on the world. You might be the Gandhi. You might be somebody, but you have the talent to expand your life when you let go of thinking you have to know and open up that Pandora of expand, understand to expand. You got to open up an awareness to realize the whys within yourself. It's about engaging in your inner whys. As we open these eyes to see the world, you open your eyes to see your heart and your soul shine. And that is where we're at today. But, you know, we get so wound up and so afraid to say what's on our mind, we might hurt somebody's feelings, so we walk away with hurt feelings. Who's guilty of that? Me. As much as anybody. I really choose. I speak my mind, but I want to do it in a very energetic way to move people forward as we go forward in life. Then as we open our eyes to play this game of life, we got to open up our heart to be smart in every way. Life isn't about what we don't. Life is about being a pioneer. This world, since the beginning of time, was always built on pioneers. And this country today is afraid to leave home. The parents don't let their kids become free. The parents keep everybody locked up. You know, they try to hold on to everything. And we got to start letting go of people. Let the pioneering spirit roar. But we got to start engaging with everybody in every way. Then as we open our eyes to see that we can do this, we really expand a new way of saying this. But it's really about the inner self is where all this takes place and where all this happens. And what is it that you say in your daily life that holds you back? And how do you feel about letting go of everything? And would that be the one... would that be the thing that lets you move forward and expand? So what is it that is revolutionary wise within you? And I don't mean war, and I'm talking about innovation. You know, we got to have a complete fizzle out on poverty and a dazzling razzle of prosperity, because the wisdom of the world is in the people, not in the politicians and the rich people. They already understand the razzle-dazzle of success. It's about you opening up your razzle-dazzle to play in the dashing dare of life. I was on a radio show, and it's called Dash Radio, and the dash means it's between the time you're born and the time you die, so how do you untie the lies to fly? And that is what life is all about, is untying the lies to fly, feeling lively, Yahweh, playing today in first-class love, yesing your fairy tale life, because you can yes it if you stop guessing it and start engaging in it. And that is something that really is opening people up and opening the eyes of the world to say in the flow of the goal. But the courage of the American people to live in America, because the courage and the forthrightness was born and bred right here in the good old U.S. of A. So we can play in our fields of prosperity. And we have a military. And the people are all around the world right now giving their lives and spending their time away from their family doing what they're told. But they're also the ambassadors to the world for the United States people. They're not just people sitting out there doing things, they're actually promoting the United States. They're talking to the everyday people. Every country thinks it's the leaders, but it's really the common everyday people that force the issues in the world. And I don't mean force them negatively. I'm saying positively. Because the people of the world are so dynamic in so many ways, they're afraid. The leaders fear the knowledge of the people. That's why they try to control them. They fear the wisdom of the people. And the wisdom of the people of the world is omnipotent. It's the most powerful, unconquerable force in the world. But we've let go of being vulnerable to expand in the moment, to see the light of wisdom in the darkness of challenge. Because we always want it easy, simple, thinking life is easy. Life is easy when you quit struggling with the challenges. Because we challenge ourselves, we challenge the world. A dream is going to set up something to feed your egotistical arrogance. And where is and what is your egotistical arrogance telling you? And how do you think you got to be better than somebody? Everybody that thinks they have to be better than somebody is buttering their bread to fall into dread. Because when you can see your own simpleness expand your life, you can open your eyes to fly in savvy sapience. And that is where life is lived. Life is free when you celebrate it. Life is expensive when you let life celebrate you. And as we move forward through this happy 4th of July and all the stuff that's went on and all the things, we still have the optimism of the world when you see it in yourself. And I've got a new book out, My Visionary I Am. And that book has got a chapter and it calls The Keys to the Kingdom. And this is available on my website. I got a Letting Go download. It's really about ingraining the change in yourself and playing with yourself. It's letting go of the pain of change and expanding to understand. Be aware of your own flamboyant flair because you're as flashy and classy as anybody else in the world. We're just used to looking at the glamour of it. And you are flashy, classy in your own way, and you're dynamic in every way. And that's what people are afraid to see is their own dynamic, own dynamism. Because as I serve myself to invigorate superstar magnificence, ingraining sapience, magnetizing the world with wisdom to open people's eyes, to see their inner wise, expand and energize, because I am a pioneering spirit. That's what we really, really hold on to, is stuff that really doesn't matter at all. We really hold on to that stuff. Oh, we think as long as we're holding on and we're keeping it, it's letting go, and letting go of the betrayal of letting go opens your eyes to play in the fields of success. Have fun and do everything you choose. But it's really about engaging in life and doing everything that's really good for us. And opening life to live in a perfect way. Because when you choose to live your life, life is going to give you your life. Because you miss this universe and God and all the mystical sources in the world are watching us. They want to give us our daily bread, letting go of dread, and see us fed, and also see us in lavish luxury, because the hardest thing we do is try to fit into society, because society is very inept at having emotional energy. It's about feel good and stay the same. When you start expanding, you start feeling the galvanizing gusto within you generate utopian sapient tantalizing opportunity to hop the op because we get that flashy classiness within ourselves. And that's where we really open up to and really expand life in everyday existence. You know, as I move forward through life, and I'm starting to understand the more I let go, the more I go, it becomes easier. And I learned something significant today. When you feel yourself getting antsy and dark and all gloomy and want to jump into the flight, the fight or flight and into the flight and hide in the night stuff, it's a simple saying, I refuse to be negative. And if you can say that, you'll get out of it. And it really expanded me today. Because I really chose to never go there. And it is so nice not to go there. You keep a positive frame of mind and you really engage in everything. But when you really want to decide to let go of the pesticide of your inner insides, you open up the percipient of your prowess to expand the world. It's really about seeing people as successful as you are, as you choose to be, is where you'll be free. And as you do this, you're going to really engage in that inner state and unwind the mind, unbind the spine, to stand tall in the saddle. And see how them words, them freeing words open you up and really allow things to move forward. It's about the dash and the dare to have the flair to live today for letting go of tomorrow. And being open to visualizing tomorrow as much as any other day, but it's about having fun today in every way. As I open my eyes to this, I'm always looking to see what is happening in my life. And you know, as I open this up, I start to understand. I really don't know much compared to all the information out in the world. But I do understand, if I listen, I expand into where I'm going. And how much stuff is out there that's just mucking the mud, holding me in the crud I choose not to be. Rather than I unlock the block to fly because I am the seer, the savvy seer of my life, because I am the forward-looking entrepreneur in my life. So what is it that may opens you up and allows you to play in the deal? But it's really about it's about getting back the spirit of the country when it was a baby. Because the country had a toddler triumphant terrificness. And that's where we got to get back to see. And when we was in World War II, if you ever watched the movie Tora, 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 when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, there was one general or one admiral on the ship that says, we just awoken a sleeping giant. And that they did. But how are you, the sleeping giant, ready to be woke up and have the grit and the get and the go to wake up and show yourself? And as we do this, as we go forward in our life and we see this Independence Day, how does that innovate newborn discernment, expanding prosperity, by you letting go of what you don't, thinking of everything you don't have, and open your mind to everything you do have? Because this country is very bountiful, but we try to compare ourselves to the super rich all the time. But are they super rich with their hectic lives and everything going on? But how are you super rich in your internal thing and in wisdom, wealth, and health? It's really about being the pioneering, it's about being the pioneering seer to see the world open up in front of your eyes. You be the George Washington crossing the Delaware, unleashing that flamboyant flair to show the world you're here to play for success? And what inside you is holding you back? And how is it that you feel betrayed when you let go of fitting into society, to feel betrayal within yourself? And that's where letting go and all this is we start feeling that betrayal within ourselves, because we're really afraid that we've lived a fallacy all of our life, and that's basically what we've done. Because every human being is a spiritual energy with a savviness to live their dreams. But we've been taught if it isn't in a book or in a computer or in something else, it can't be there. Well, everything them books have, you have 20,000 times million more within you, because you're an untapped encyclopedia with more wisdom and knowledge. It just has to be, it's got to be aggravated, frustrated, and opened out to come forward. Because, you know, it's kind of ironic. I pay close attention to this. The more frustrated I get sometimes and aggravated, the higher degree of wisdom comes forth and more courage to understand. It's really about expanding into the wisdom rather than thinking I have to know it. Because knowing is a memory, and everything else, realize, recognize, understand, they're an awareness to move you forward, because you're aware in the moment to be a proponent of the success and all the stuff. And that's what my books and that's what my rhymes do. I've really opened up to learn that when you start using rhymes, pretty soon it becomes a freedom and you become positive and you're willing to engage and you let go of I refuse. You really expand into I refuse to be negative, but I embellish the positive prosperity within myself. It's really about engaging in your inner prowess and your innovative talent. And that's something the world is begging from you and me, is innovative prowess, inventions that we can make here on Main Street and get back to Main Street instead of Wall Street. We really got to open our eyes to see what is really good for all the people rather than just those. But Wall Street and the stock market are for those who are willing to expand into it. But it just fluctuates so quickly, and it's also dominated by people that are finicky. But there's also the big houses where they have to pull their money around. But, you know, there's always opportunity even in that. And the stock market is opportunity, but so is your inner innovation. Because everybody has an invention within themselves to move their life forward. Everybody does something around the house that's so unique that they don't even, and they do it so often, it doesn't matter. And now I want to give out my website. It's cowboy-wisdom.com. My author's page is amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number is 702-755-9410. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, Reiki master, timeline coach. But my biggest passion is to expand the world and open up people's innovative wisdom to see them succeed themselves, because they have all the heart, soul to do it. It's just that all we're doing is opening you up to see your inner prowess. And the business practices of today will not take the world forward. They're asking for your innate practices, your innate business talent to move the world forward and do that. And I'll be here with Amy Ligner next week. And I have somebody new on Thursday night. And then Marie Weichel will be here on the 16th or the 18th, and we're going to spread some joy, and that's what life is about. It's spreading the joy to enjoy. And now we're down to the last few minutes. Thank you, all the listeners. Thank you, everybody. Everybody have a happy 4th of July. Love you all, and you all take care, and we'll see you next week.